Miss Fitzaudio presents Murder in Corvallis.
Yes?
Hello? Are you Dr. Dreary, bringer of tales of mystery and suspense?
I didn't order anything. Go away.
You know what's better than what you didn't order? Lothar Wine. Perfect for that extra something. The war is over. It's time to celebrate with Lothar Wines. Remember, Lothar Wines are never a bother. When you drink Lothar Wines, you'll know the smooth taste of real sun-ripened. Wait, Dr. Drury! Oh dear, this wasn't in the script.
What?
Are you ready to tell us tonight's adventure?
This is a mystery show. I don't do adventures.
Swell. Now look here. I'm only doing my job. Well, while we're waiting, I can tell you more about Lothar Wines. When you're wanting the fresh, smooth taste that...
My manager just called and told me I needed to let you in. May I offer you anything?
A glass of golden Lothar wine, please.
Lothar Wines? I don't carry that hog's water here.
This show is brought to you by Lothar Wines.
Oh, dear me. So sorry. Have a seat. Tonight's mystery takes us deep into the forests of Oregon. A massive country estate sits perched upon the hillside, surveying the town below.
What population?
I don't know. Am I telling this story, or are you? A massive country estate sits perched upon the hillside, surveying the town of unknown population below. It is evening, an owl hooting in the distance. An owl hooting in the... distance. A grand house party has been assembled of the elite in Oregon. The year is 1921, but the family of Shaw is about to witness a disaster.
Mary. Would you like a light?
Yes, darling. Frightfully kind of you.
Atrocious. The breathing of smoke from one's mouth. I fancy you to be a dragon of especially foul disposition.
Everyone does it, Madame Ethelston.
I will not. I cannot. I sworn before betraying my
sensibilities for the grandmothers. We threw that out with the corsets.
More sherry, anyway.
Of course. We always drink Lothar sherry before retiring.
Lothar sherry is available at your local grocer's. It's what I, handsome and disgustingly rich Clarence Shaw, cannot do without.
Drink Lothar sherry. Who wrote this? I will away to the ballroom.
Did you invite that ballet dancer anyway?
She is the talk of all Europe. The new dance movement free from all restraints of conservatism.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Never seen her.
This is a dull evening. Have a mind to take the motor car out for a drive.
I wouldn't. A storm's beginning. The roads here wash away at the moment's moisture.
You mean we'll be trapped here?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Shaw!
Oh, Miss D. Everland.
I simply must see that my things are in order. I only brought 70 dresses, and if I'm to stay here more than 2 days, I'll need to conserve them. Whatever shall I wear tomorrow?
I'm sure you'll find something in the 70.
But you might have seen it already.
How appalling!
Oh, whatever shall I do?
Oh, the beauty, the cruel beauty. I must choreograph a dance to this moment.
Someone find water. She's fainted.
No one's going anywhere.
For those of you not sure what is going on, including myself, a man has just been found murdered, his head bashed in, and blood soaking through the faded oriental carpet with green, vine-like decoration, red background, and highlights of yellow ochre. Available now at Lothar Wines Gift Shop. Visit the vineyards and estate today. The new arrival on the scene is famous retired detective Sam Stapleton. If you haven't heard of him, it is because he retired before you were born. Now, on with the story.
Who is the victim?
Alas, it is my poor elder brother to whom Miss the Avaland was engaged.
I was?
I must establish the time of death. Let me see. The blood is still red.
Fresh pigment upon the vast canvas of human experience.
Therefore, it can't be more than a few hours old.
A few hours?
But he was alive only this afternoon when we strolled in the garden.
What time was that?
4 o'clock, Mr. Stapleton.
What time is it now?
My cell phone is turned off because this is supposed to be a period of peace.
Anyone? Anyone has the time?
Perhaps the narrator would know.
He's on a coffee break.
We'll just have to wait until he returns.
While we are waiting, a brief balletic interlude.
The audience can't see it. This is radio.
Your mind is so closed. You could drive a motor car into it.
What?
I'm back.
Oh, thank heavens.
You did know there was a clock in the room.
There is?
So, the victim was last seen at 4 p.m.? Unless someone has something further to add?
Yes. The old traditions of ballet have ended. A new era has begun. One of freedom, of expression, of...
Anyone else have anything to add?
I believe I saw him after they returned from their stroll.
You believe?
It was rather difficult to tell. I was playing squash at the time.
Squash?
Squash is a form of tennis.
And you saw the victim alive?
Oh yes, quite sure. It was around 5:45 in the evening. I was working up an appetite for supper.
The time is now 10 o'clock. He couldn't have been dead more than 4 hours.
Oh, what shall we do?
I always find, when under distress, the drinking law, the wine. What? Oh, forget this script. I'm winging it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no. We can't go on without the script.
I can't abide another Luther Wine reference.
But you just made one.
I did? Oh, no.
We must establish the murder weapon.
What about motive?
Motive? Oh, yes, of course. Who here would have had a motive?
Why is everyone looking at me?
Because you would inherit your brother's fortune.
What would I need it for? I'm filthy rich as it is.
Perhaps it was a form of artistic expression.
She's too whacked out to have done it.
Pardon? I am quite capable of beating someone's brains out. Shall I demonstrate?
No. No, that won't be necessary.
That leaves Miss D. Haviland. It is well known that you and Mr. Clarence Shaw have long felt affection for one another. His brother was the only one standing in your way.
What sort of crazy talk is that? We don't feel affection. No one feels affection. It isn't even a proper word.
It is insipid.
Yes, insipid.
I'm sorry. My vocabulary offends you so.
On to the murder weapon.
Of course, some sort of blunt object was clearly used.
Not so. These wounds were from the blunt end of a falcata. The characteristic curve to the impressions in the skull of...
I am the detective. Or are you?
Oh, do get on with it, will you?
Perhaps we should ring the police.
The lions are dead.
How convenient.
I believe the murder was committed by this statue.
Oh dear, Mr. Avaland, the sight of blood must be more than your nerves can take.
No, no, he used the unicorn statue. How could he? I mean, it's a unicorn. I like unicorns.
So, Miss de Havilland is the murderess. I knew it.
Calm down. I dare say this is all a misunderstanding. She just condemned the use of that statue as a murder weapon. Not advocate it.
Oh, that's all right then.
That is the murder weapon, isn't it?
Of course not.
So what was the murder weapon?
This.
Why, it's a...
And now a word from Lothar Wines.
Oh no!
At a loss with your entertaining? Guests feeling dull? Let Lothar Wines bring an extra sparkle.
Remember, Lothar Wines is what we, the rich and famous, also use, but the price is one even you can afford.
How is talking down to your audience supposed to encourage them to... Oh, never mind.
And now, back to the story.
Where were we?
I don't know.
And now... Time for another balletic interlude!
Oh, no, 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 please, no!
Weren't we, establishing the murder weapon?
Were we?
We were.
Because I just found this hardcover volume covered in blood.
Blood?
The pigment of the living being?
Good heavens, it's my copy of Flora and Fiona of the upper regions of the Nile, excluding Ereba, and all lands pertaining therein, a compilation of the Clarkson Lectures, Trinity College, Cambridge, November 1918.
What? But that is my favourite book. My mother used to read it to me as I was put in bed. I remember she'd always ask if I wanted Little Red Riding Hood, and I'd reply, "Oh no, Mummy. I want Flora and Fauna of the Apparitions of the Nile, excluding Arabia and all lands pertaining there, in the completion of the Clarkson Lectures, Trinity College, Cambridge, November 1918!
The horror of it! Using such a lovely and interesting book for murder.
What fiend could do this?
A murderer with no appreciation for fine literature.
Which narrows it down to one person.
The butler.
I knew it.
Oh no, it cannot be. I caught him hiding in the cellar, reading War and Peace by candlelight.
How shocking.
How could he? How could he have a secret appreciation for literature and not tell me?
I don't know, darling. It is beyond comprehension.
Aha! Another clue.
What is it?
A handkerchief. A blue handkerchief with the embroidered rose in the corner. In short, the handkerchief of Miss de Havilland.
I didn't do it.
Your face betrays your guilt.
This is radio, must I remind you yet again?
The warmth of her transcendent beauty could not have tarried in this haven for a moment longer than what has transpired, bringing us to a higher level of artistic expression and leaving behind yet one token of the fleeting nature of human life.
What?
She said that Miss de Havilland could have dropped her handkerchief at any time. It doesn't necessarily mean anything.
And what about this knot which was wrapped inside it? Meet me at the bridge, 3 o'clock. I am everly yours, Shaw. So, you were meeting Clarence at the very time you stated you were beginning your walk with the victim. it was Miss de Havilland that you were playing squash with, Clarence. You never saw the victim because you were murdering him.
May I point out the obvious that my brother and I share the same family name? And the reason it states at a meeting time when Miss de Havilland began her walk is because that's when she did, and that she was meeting my brother, not myself.
No, you may not point out the obvious fact it could have been the victim she was meeting, and not yourself, because it wasn't in the least relevant.
Oh, sorry. As long as we're clear on that.
I wasn't meeting Clarence. He was playing squash.
With whom?
The butler, of course.
Ha! The butler again. The pieces are beginning to fit together.
Ah, lovely day for squash. La-da-da. I say, is that Ellie and my brother?
Well, that was a pointless flashback.
Sorry, wrong one. Let's try this one.
And the point of that was?
Yes, no point. Sorry, wrong one again.
Oh yes, quite lovely.
Clarence, I'm supposed to be talking to your brother.
We didn't have time to cast him. Just go with it.
Oh, darling, it is so lovely to be walking with you at 3:35 p.m. outside next to the squash courts where your dear brother is.
Yes, he does like to play squash.
The snoring was more interesting.
Madam Ethelstan, you ruined the flashback sequence. No one is allowed to talk during a flashback sequence.
Very well. Then here's one of mine. Glissons j'étais, plié j'étais, hanté j'étais, glissons j'étais.
I don't see how any of this is relevant.
Nor do I.
Perhaps we should retrace each of our steps during the day. Miss de Havilland?
I took off my nightcap and powdering gown after applying my makeup. Then I went downstairs for breakfast of over-easy eggs, a small helping of hash browns.
A little less details would not go amiss.
I then lounged about until lunch, when I took a small repast of roasted... Well, you tell it then.
I arose in the cool of morning at around 1 p.m. and waltzed in a progressive way down the grand staircase, blissful in the experience of...
I wasn't finished with my day yet.
You eventually met my brother. What about, and then...
I listened to my radio until supper, after which I was with Shaw and Madame Ethelton only until a few minutes before the victim was discovered.
What radio program did you listen to?
Why, Arnold Gumpkin's orchestra, of course.
That doesn't come on until 8 p.m., when you were purported to be eating supper.
It was played late today because of the special news bulletin. My day was spent in much the same way. I rose at the unearthly hour of the morning of 11 a.m.
11 o'clock? How dreadfully early. You must be so tired.
Indeed. I then read the paper, smoked a cigar, went shooting, and returned for lunch, followed by squash.
Why would you need to eat squash if you just had lunch?
Squash is a tennis, remember?
And what did you do next?
Well, Ellie, I came back to the house.
Back to the house?
How shocking!
I then walked past the maid polishing the banisters, after giving her a rookish wink, then continued to my study, where I smoked another cigar and took a brief nap. By then, it was supper, and now, here we are.
Most illuminating. But how could you know a news bulletin pushed back the orchestra?
I own the radio station.
You do? How smashing!
And I, Madame Etheldon, diva of the new balletic progressive movement in exile, spent the day refreshing my inner artistic being.
Yeah, okay.
It appears as if no one has an alibi at the time of the murder.
No alibi?
No alibi. And do you wish to know who else did not have an alibi?
Who?
The butler?
Now look here. What makes you think the butler did it?
Because the butler always does it.
Oh well, I can't argue with that.
I still think that Clarence had the most motive.
I didn't have a motive.
Nor did I.
Nor did I.
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're the detective, and you are supposed to figure this out.
If you do, your name will once more be in the papers, hailed as the greatest detective of all time.
Of course! A motive! This heinous detective has led us all astray. It is he, and he alone, who is the murderer.
That's ridiculous. The detective isn't on the suspect list.
It's a rule.
I care not for rules.
Too long has my name lain quiet. I was once heralded as the greatest detective of all time. Now I am forgotten. There is only one way to rekindle the admiration of the masses.
No!
That isn't like it happened at all. I must have a mystery to solve. My life is without meaning. I know. A murder. A murder.
What's that idiotic book you have there? Flora of the what?
You Philistine. Unable to appreciate true literature.
No!
You were the murderer?
I was. And I discovered myself. I'm brilliant!
Actually, I discovered you.
What? None must know of this.
Oh, darling, you shot him.
So I did, darling. We can truly be together. I love you.
And I love you.
Wait. Doesn't this mean they have a motive now? I'm confused.
And so the evil plot of the detective was found out, and for once, the butler didn't do it.
And now, a word from Lothar Wines.
Thanks, darling.
Murder in Corvallis featured the voice talents of James Leeper as Mr. Clarence Shaw, MJ Cogburn as Miss Ellie de Havilland, Captain John Tadazak as Sam Stapleton, Alexa Chipman as Madame Ethelston, Bruce Bosby as narrator, Bill Holwig as advertiser. Music by Spare Parts. Visit their website at bfv.com/spareparts. This is, once again, part of Misfits Audio, misfitsaudio.com.